from KQED.
Scientists recently announced they've discovered new genetic markers for schizophrenia, an often devastating mental illness that blurs the lines between fantasy and reality. Schizophrenia is also expensive, costing more than $62 billion a year to care for the small number of Americans who are diagnosed with it. In the first of a three-part series, KQED science reporter Amy Standen looks at a controversial new approach in California, one that aims to prevent schizophrenia before it starts.
Early on when I was reporting this story, I saw this woman, alone, well-dressed, but disheveled, wandering in the street near Lake Merritt in Oakland.
There goes calculus. There goes pre-calculus.
Now, I don't know this woman, but her voice hung over every interview I did. What had led her to this point? What could have saved her?
Elementary algebra. Nyanyat baby algebra.
Because, fairly or unfairly, this, to a lot of us, is what schizophrenia looks like. And for a lot of young people that I've met, it's the thing they most fear becoming.
I was driving home. I was probably 2/10 of the mile away from home.
Reagan, and that's not her real name, lives in Simi Valley near Ventura. She's 23.
It was dark, and there was a car coming towards me, and I had the weird thought of, you know what, I've never noticed this, but their headlights really look like eyes.
Now, for a while before this, Reagan had been very depressed. Nothing had helped. She was cutting herself, hiding in her room, and the cars felt somehow part of that.
Malicious, bad intent, whatever the word is, none of them were nice.
Reagan's mom, Kathy, tried to reason with her.
I'm like, honey, you know it's a car, right? I know it's a car. You know those are headlights. Yes, I know. But this is what I see, and it's scaring me.
Now, there's something really important in what Kathy just said. Reagan knew she was hallucinating, that what she saw wasn't real. In psychiatry, this is called insight. When someone loses insight, it's a psychotic break. And schizophrenia, that tends to happen to people in their late teens and early 20s. A kid believes the FBI is after him. He ends up in the hospital. That is when treatment usually starts. But Reagan still had insight, and so she was referred not to a hospital, but to a clinic in an office park about an hour from her house, a place called Ventura Early Intervention Prevention Services, run by Barry Boatman.
If we can slow or stop the progression of that thing as it's beginning, not only are we changing that person's life forever and everybody who loves them, we are saving the system millions of dollars.
There are about 10 clinics like this one in California. They're funded by the state's Mental Health Services Act. It's a 1% income tax on millionaires passed in 2004. And it pays for what is essentially a 2-year full court press on kids like Reagan, whose symptoms could be early signs of schizophrenia. Family therapy, individual therapy, homework help, job counseling, exercise, often medications. Clients can be as young as 10. In San Diego, I met Ashley Wood and a 13-year-old boy named Tony at a place called John's Incredible Pizza Company, basically a big arcade in a mall. They were playing whack-a-mole.
Yeah, there you go.
Wood is an occupational therapist for a program called Kickstart, based in San Diego. Tony is one of her clients. He has black, spiky hair, wears cargo shorts, and a plastic rosary around his neck.
When he first met, he was so quiet. He was like, who is this chick?
I'm being a jerk.
What's that?
Yeah, I was being a jerk.
You were being a jerk. You were feeling me out.
Before he started with Kickstart, Tony had been getting in fights. He was angry at his mom, angry in school, and there was something else.
I used to see stuff and stuff.
Like what? I ask him. Weird objects, he says. Then he's quiet.
Too many questions?
Wood is helping Tony with basic life skills. Things like asking for stuff he needs without getting frustrated.
So we're kind of working on the impulse control as well. It's come a long way, I think.
But Tony sounds like a lot of 13-year-old kids, and that is what makes this type of program controversial. Because it turns out we're not actually that good at predicting which kids will get schizophrenia and which won't. In fact, research has shown that of 3 kids who fit this profile, only 1 will go on to develop the disease. So should we be treating the other 2? In some cases, giving them medications with side effects for a disease they will never have?
This is an experiment far before its time.
Alan Francis is a former psychiatry professor at Duke University and a vocal critic of the whole idea of schizophrenia prevention.
We need to be doing this as research before we spread this across the country and risk the harms to the individuals and risk the misallocation of resources in the society.
Of course, when you're the parent of a kid in trouble, you aren't asking those questions. Regan's mom and her stepdad, Charlie, say they once saw very little future for their daughter.
You're just going to have to, you know, take care of for the rest of your life.
That's kind of the impression I was getting. This is our forever reality. She will forever be marginal. She will forever be medicated, and you'll have good days and bad days, but just get used to it.
That didn't happen. Today, Regan is off all her meds. She's in school, studying to be a respiratory therapist. Her family will never know whether the program prevented her from developing schizophrenia. But even if the diagnosis didn't fit, they say, the treatment did. For the California Report, I'm Amy Standen.